This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
Man, Aaron, I have so much respect for you. I'm holding your book right now. Others could be jealous about that. I've got it right here in my hand, and I have read it cover to cover a couple different times. And, you know, when you were a guest on our show about a year ago, I was around the time when I was looking to have more significance in my life as well. And then your story really resonated with me. In fact, it had goosebumps on my arms hearing it. And I know I'm not the only one, because you're talking to people all over the world. You're on some of the biggest podcasts, Entrepreneur on Fire, and you're reaching a lot of people who are resonating. You've got this movement happening of men who are saying, I want to be successful, but I want that to be in a way that's living a life of significance with my family, with my faith. And what I do at work. Just tell me what that means to you with living a successful and significant life, and then we'll talk about the book more in a minute, because it's made such a profound impact for me. But I just want to hear more about your story about being significant.
Yeah, well, here's what I discovered, Eric, in this process. And people say, what did you learn? Like, what did you discover during that time that you took off? And very clearly, I come to realize that I had great success by the world standards, but I had no significance whatsoever. And Derek, I started thinking about what my legacy would have been. I said, you know, what if that had been me? What if I stepped off the curb in Nashville and I was hit by whatever and killed? What would my legacy have been? The people that stood up to eulogize me, what would they have said? Here's what they would have said. Poor kid from Nashville, Tennessee, makes a little bit of money, retires at 27. He had a beautiful lake house and et cetera. Period. That would have been the end. And I felt so guilty. I thought, I've not touched anybody else's life. The only people that were interested in the money I was making was my family. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to put a stake in the ground from this point forward. And anything else I do, I'm going to look outward and not inward. I'm going to help edify and encourage other people. I'm going to help them take their lives to the places that they've never been. I'm going to come alongside of them and help make them successful. And here's what's so ironic about that. We've done that deliberately now for years. And here's what's funny about that. We've been hugely significant, but we've been twice as successful.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.